Welcome, welcome, welcome to DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're having a great day. I have some updates on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, as you know, is a guy who has been hit with a verdict that is kind of crazy, almost $500 million. He's going to owe a lot of money. And as you all may also know, today was the day where Donald Trump was supposed to come up with a bond of hundreds of millions of dollars. I want to say about $460 million, something like that. And the big question was whether or not he would be able to come up with the money, what that was going to look like. And I'm going to tell you, I kind of felt like he was going to come up with the money because Trump has more money than you might think. And it turns out that he doesn't have to come up with that much money. The judge or a judge just ruled that Trump has to come up with a bond that is much smaller than the pre-existing bond. It went down from, according to, let's see, this report, it went down from $454 million to $175 million. So Trump does not have to pay that much money or come up with that much money. And really, this is a bond. This is not money he's paying. This is money that he's coming up with in a bond in order to secure his appeal. He wants to appeal these judgments for hundreds of millions of dollars. One of them was pursued by Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, claiming that Trump, and I guess he was found guilty of doing this, of inflating the values of his properties in order to secure financing, which you know, I guess they made it a civil case, but I guess it could have been criminal. I don't know. Do you think Trump's a criminal? I kind of think he's a little bit shady. He's definitely shady. But anyway, do me a favor, guys. Please hit the thumbs up button. Let me know if you can hear me. Give me a yes if you can hear me okay. You're watching DrBoyceTV.com, the home for intelligent black people. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins. And also this morning in the Black Business School, we did some really good stuff. We were meeting for financial consciousness training, and we talked about a coming stock market crash. I believe the stock market is going to crash probably in the next 6 to 9 months. You're going to have a big correction. And so what I wanted to do was do a training on how to prepare for the stock market crash to make sure you're ready to help you have what I call a bulletproof portfolio. So if you're interested in that training, all you have to do is text the word money to 87948. If you text money to 87948, I will invite you to that training. It's going to be next week, and I'm going to use every ounce of my PhD in order to help you. So give me a yes if you can hear me okay. I want to make sure I'm coming through all right. Give me a quick yes to let me know that the audio is good. All right, so let's get back to Mr. Trump. Okay, so back to the lecture at hand. So Donald Trump is this interesting guy who is being sued all over the place. He sues lots of people, and he gets sued by lots of people. And so recently he's had some lawsuits, some of them being brought forth by the state, some of them being brought forth on individual civil cases. One of them involved an alleged assault on a woman. I forgot her name, but it was an alleged sexual assault. She won a pretty big verdict, tens of millions of dollars. And then there was this thing with Letitia James that's going to cost him a lot of money. Now, the question would become, I think for a lot of you may ask, you know, how much money does Donald Trump have, right? How much wealth does he have? And I'm going to tell you, when I saw a list of the values of Trump properties, I was kind of blown away because I didn't know he had that much money. I didn't know he had that. I mean, this man owns several properties worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Trump Park Avenue, Trump World Tower, 1290 Avenue of the Americas, Trump Tower Commercial Space, Mar-a-Lago, which by itself is worth $250 million. This guy has a lot of money. He has a lot of property. And I think that what he was dealing with is what I would call a liquidity problem, because in order to put up this bond, he'd have to sell assets. And so it wasn't that Trump was afraid that he couldn't pay. I think he was afraid to have to sell his stuff, or as he calls it, sell his babies. And one of the things that was supposed to bail him out is he has this company called Truth Social. Now, give me a yes if you heard about that. Truth Social is going public, and they are going public at a valuation of about $5 billion. Trump is he owns 60% of Truth Social. A lot of Trump supporters are likely going to buy stock in Truth Social, mainly because, you know, they like him, they support him. That's fine. I mean, that's your guy. Again, I'm not here to tell you to be a Trump supporter or not be a Trump supporter. I'll just say that, I found it really funny how many people love Trump until he got into politics. if he showed up as a Democrat, I think a lot of people would still be rocking with him. But because if you go back in time, there are lots of black celebrities that hung out with Trump. I mean, they used to like this guy. You know, they thought that he was, you know, some genius, some wonderful person. I always knew he was crooked. I always knew he was a problem. But, you know, a lot of these guys thought, oh, yeah, I want to be the black Donald Trump and all this other stuff. And so now he's not popular, I guess, because he's a Republican and we're trained to not like Republicans. I'm not into any of that. I don't believe Democrats or Republicans are going to do much for black people. But anyway, so with Trump, this guy has a lot of property. It's worth a lot of money. And he is going to make this verdict. So really what he's dealing with is not an income problem. It's really a liquidity problem. And if you know the difference in investing, knowing the difference between liquidity and income is very important. There are lots of businesses that are very profitable that they go bankrupt. Did y'all know that? There are lots of businesses that are very profitable. They go bankrupt. Well, why? Why would a profitable business go bankrupt? Well, it's because of liquidity, the inability to access cash when you need it. So it's imagine if you lived in a $10 million house, but you got to make a $250 light bill payment. And they say, well, if you don't make the light bill the payment on the light bill by Tuesday, we're going to take your house, right? Or whatever. Well, that's kind of what Trump would be dealing with, right? The only way you could get that money is if you sold your house, and selling your house would be hard because it's not a liquid asset. Liquid assets take a long time to sell. So if Trump were forced to sell his properties, it would be very, very expensive in terms of what they call transactions costs. Now, personally, I think he really go borrow against his properties. Like that's what a lot of rich people do. They do it. The strategy is called buy, borrow, and die. And this is all what a lot of wealthy people do. So they get a bunch of assets, they borrow them for their entire life, and then they die, and then their kids get to inherit those assets without paying taxes on the capital gains their parents accrued during their lives. And in fact, the Rockefellers had a similar strategy where they would put a life insurance policy on every Rockefeller. And with that life insurance policy, the Rockefeller could borrow against the cash value of the policy. That's how they got to live the rich Rockefeller lifestyle. And then when you died, you had to they had a policy on you that would be the beneficiary would be the Rockefeller Trust. So the trust would pour into you while you're alive, and then you pour into the trust when you're dead. That's kind of the Rockefeller way, and that's why the Rockefellers kept their wealth and the Vanderbilts lost their wealth. So anyway, with that being said, Trump is he's astute at managing his wealth. He's astute at acquiring wealth. He's astute at getting rich, staying rich. And I think he's going to be rich after this is done. Will he be president of the United States? I don't know. What do y'all think? Do y'all think Trump is going to win? Or do you think he's not going to win? Do you think he's not even going to be able to run? I don't even know if it's a guarantee that he'll be able to run. I think that they're doing everything they can to stop him from running for president. And this is politics, folks. I mean, this is American politics. I'm not here to tell you what side of the fence you should be on at all. I'll just say that it's interesting to watch. I don't get involved in any of that stuff because I don't think it really benefits the black community, to be honest with you. I know a lot of black people who've improved their lives. I don't know a single black person whose life has gotten better by being a Democrat or a Republican. I just don't. I don't know. But I know plenty of black people whose lives have gotten better because they started taking care of their kids. I know plenty of black people whose lives have gotten better because they became financially intelligent. I know plenty of black people whose lives have gotten better because they invested and saved their money. I know plenty of black people whose lives have gotten better because they started eating healthy food. I know plenty of black people whose lives have gotten better because they worked on their mental health. I know plenty of black people whose lives have gotten better because they learned how to structure family and conflict resolution. But I don't know anybody whose lives have gotten better because they voted for one politician over the other. So if you want to know where I stand, I vote for black people in every election. I'm voting for you to do whatever you got to do to make your life better. Give me a yes if you agree that these politicians are not going to save you. It's up to you to save yourself. All right. So anyway, hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. If you are listening earlier this morning, you'll know that I mentioned a stock pick that I like. There's an energy crisis coming, a shortage of energy. AI is sucking up a ton of energy. AI in these data centers are sucking up so much energy. You're going to have an energy shortage most likely. They're not going to turn to green power, in my opinion. I think they're going to turn to nuclear power. So the question becomes, how do you figure out a way to benefit from this transition to nuclear power, which is highly efficient, much more efficient than regular power? Well, you know, the stock that I like, the stock that I purchased to allow my family to benefit from this transition, it's a company called it's energy something. I mean, look at it. The ticker symbol is UUUU. Somebody type UUUU in the chat. I'll get the name. Energy Fuels. So I bought shares from Energy Fuels, and so it's about $6.13 a share. So feel free to take a look at the stock. This is not investment advice. This is just me telling you what I'm doing to prepare. And also, if you want to prepare for the coming market crash, I do believe that the market crash is going to occur. I'm going to do a training on 7 strategies you can put in your portfolio to get you ready for a market decline. So if you'd like to be invited to that event, text the word money to 87948. If you text money to 87948. I will send you a link. I'll also send you a link to my training called How to Make Money Without Working. It's not hocus pocus. I'm a finance professor. That's my day job. And so my PhD is in this stuff. So I know what I'm talking about. So feel free to text the word money on your phone to the phone number 87948. I'll send you the information. Now let's get back to Mr. Trump. Just kind of in summary here. What do I think is next for Trump? I don't really know. I imagine more suits are coming. Trump is a guy that's interesting because he's able to really navigate this crazy world of constant lawsuits and constant legal crap. I don't know how he does it, but if you look at his history, I've been following him for about 40 years, 35 years or so. He has always been a guy that's quick to sue people. He's very litigious. So they're being litigious with him. And I feel like they're kind of playing with him in his game. I think he's good at this game. And for whatever reason, he's got the energy to sit around and fight with people forever. And I personally think this is that he could survive this. And again, remember, he's not that much younger than Joe Biden. We always make jokes about how old Joe Biden is, but I mean, Trump ain't no spring chicken. How old is Donald Trump? Let me see here. Let me Google that. How old is Donald Trump? Okay. Donald Trump is, drum roll please, Donald Trump is 77 years old. He was born in 1946. 77 years old, born in 1946. Now, Joe Biden, how old is Joe Biden? Joe Biden is 81 years old. He was born in 1942. So there's not a big difference between a president born in 1942 and 1946. I think that's, again, I don't care if you're voting for Trump or Biden, but, you know, I think it's kind of funny. Biden kind of gets knocked for his age, which I kind of do, too. I think it's kind of funny, like, watching this poor guy, like, shuffle. You know, it's kind of weekend at Bernie's. This man is clearly beyond his prime. He's clearly tired of being president, but they need him because they got that name recognition. Whereas Trump is not that much younger than him. He just presents a fighter spirit. He just presents more energy. That's what, you know, sort of makes him look a little bit younger. But they're really not that much different in age, to be honest with you. We really need a president in his or her 50s. And somebody who's really going to fix this country because we are in big, big trouble, especially financially. $35 trillion in debt is nothing to play with. That amount is going to go up by $3 trillion per year. That's what it's expected to do. And so that means that in, you know, in a decade, you'll have another, you'll be up to 60, 65, 70 trillion in debt. So these numbers are going to keep going up. And so you got to kind of get ready for that. Some investments you can make to prepare yourself for the declining value of the dollar might be things like gold. That's a hedge. But then buying real assets, owning real estate, even investing in the stock market can be a hedge against the declining dollar as well. So I encourage you to invest for your family so you can be ready for the future. Now, again, just speaking of Trump's interesting history of black people, it's crazy to me how this guy, there's so many pictures of him with so many black celebrities throughout the years. You know, I mean, you know, Trump was he was almost like what Bill Clinton was. Like, remember when people called Bill Clinton the first black president? They're like, oh, he's a cool white guy. He's one of us. So Trump was kind of in that cool white guy category until he became a Republican. If he become a Democrat, he'd still be in the category. But we have such a strong allegiance to that whole Democratic Party stuff that, you know, it all changed when he ran for president. But I mean, if you go back, you can find so many images. Just search for them. They're all over the place. This is just you. Images of Trump with all these black people, like, they just love this guy. Look at the way Al Sharpton's looking. He's looking at him like he's like he thinks he's cute, or so like he wants to go home with him that night. And so anyway, this is the funny history with Trump. And again, I'm not telling you to be a Trump supporter or not. I think it depends on your politics. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's going to be interesting to watch this election. So anyway, guys, but I don't care about the election. I care about you, and I want you to be ready for the future. So a couple of things. Number one, Ace Chapman, who came into the Black Business School this week as a guest faculty member, he is training our students on how to buy businesses with no money down. lots of businesses are dying because there's nobody with a succession plan. And he's showing how to go and acquire these businesses with no money down. He's doing a Q&A tonight that's free in the Black Business School. If you text the word money to 87948, I will send you a link to join the Q&A tonight at 8 o'clock. It's totally free. Spots are limited, but join if you'd like to join that. Also, the Stock Options Summit, I forgot to mention that. That's going to be in Los Angeles, April 19th. So if you have an interest in stock options and you want to engage in some fellowship and hang out with some other folks that look like us, feel free to go to StockOptionsSummit.com, and you can get your passes for Stock Options Summit in Los Angeles, April 19th. A lot of good money being made in stock options. So God bless you guys. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. And I will talk to you guys soon. And I'm going to ask, let me grab one question out of the chat. So Scooter says, you should discuss the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party and history of Democrats toward Black people. Look at every blue state. They are all third world countries. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you what, somebody show me where the lie is with what Scooter said. I mean, I think that this is why I don't have a lot of faith in the politicians. See, the problem, though, to me, Scooter, is you can't really show any examples where the Republicans have made things better. But at least what I do like is I like honesty. And so I don't believe the Democrats or the Republicans like us at all. I think that all of them have an issue. All of them are, you know, money first. All of them sort of abandon the Black community. And I think at the end of the day, you know, these politicians are all shady. And I personally think that, you know, that they're walking away from all of it is a good solution. Focus in on yourself, focus on your own community, focus on your own family. Because we know the Democrats have betrayed us. The crime for the Democrats to me is that they promised us something but didn't deliver. The promise of the Republicans is that they promised nothing, they delivered nothing. And so I don't know which one is better. You can make that decision yourself. I also think that with the ending of things like diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, I think that's just the Paul Mooney wake-up call. The Paul Mooney wake-up call is where we can learn that we don't have any friends, we don't have anybody that's going to save us, nobody's going to take care of your kids for you. You have to learn how to do that yourself. And that's what we're all about in the Black Business School. And let me just tell you like this, this is my philosophy. I'm not here to argue with nobody about this. Whatever your philosophy is, I respect it. You go with that. You rock with it. I hope it works for you. But when it comes to me and my baby, we are both two Black scholars who believe in Black people, and we believe that we as a community have what we need to make our lives better. And that's what we focus on. That's what we fight for. But we fight for Black love, Black family, Black health, Black education, Black economics. And we do it every single freaking day of the week. So anyway, I hope you guys are doing well. God bless you. Just a reminder, don't forget the All Black National Convention is going to be happening in Chicago on October 25th through the 27th. It is the largest gathering on earth of intelligent Black people. We have scholars and thinkers from all over the planet, leading edge people that come together and we solve our own problems. And we have been doing this for almost a decade. And we do this independently funded, no corporations, no government, no Democrat, Republican parties, none of that. So it was really important to me during the pandemic, because during the pandemic, we were able to have a panel where we had panelists who were in favor of getting the jab, and then we had panelists who were against getting the jab. And my position was, look, I'm not going to tell you what to think. If you want to get the jab, get it. If you don't want to get it, don't get it. But I want to know the truth. I want to hear all the information. And what the media does is they don't give us all the information. And I'm gonna just tell you, I don't know if you agree with me or not. I hope you agree with me. But anybody who doesn't want you to have all the information is not your friend. That's not your enemy. So ultimately, the All Black National Convention does. Thousands of people are connected to what we do here. The Black Business School now has 162,000 students worldwide. We are getting it done. So if you'd like to join us at the convention, you can go to allblacknationalconvention.com. That's the URL, allblacknationalconvention.com. And also, again, if you just text the word money to 87948. We'll send you lots and lots of free stuff from the Black Business School. It doesn't cost you a nickel, but it will make you a lot of nickels if you follow some of these strategies and this approach to life. I believe deeply in economics. My PhD is in finance from The Ohio State University. I also have a book out that's called The 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power. And you can feel free to go copy at drboycebooks.com. It's an Amazon bestseller because the book works. The book is good and it's very powerful and very impactful and very easy to implement. That's what I do. Simple solutions to complex problems, because we are the smartest people in the room. Black people, intelligent Black people, serious Black people, hardworking Black people, Black family-oriented Black people. We are the leaders of this community. It ain't no damn celebrity. It ain't no damn politician. It ain't none of these people on TV. It is people like you and I raising the kids, fighting for the babies, defending the community, educating our own, getting it done, not waiting for a master on any day of the week. That's not what I do. That's not what I think you should do. God bless you. you have agreed to go in that direction. So anyway, guys, I'm out of here. Have a good day. Thank you so much for giving me your time. This podcast is on Spotify and Apple. So if you look up my name, Boyce Watkins, Spotify and Apple, you'll find it there. I talk every single day, so feel free to join. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I'll see you soon. Take care. God bless you. And good luck on the next one. Talk to you guys later. Peace.
Here we are, clan the isms, cataclysm, great. Our people out here struggling, trying to make it in this state. Everybody out here doing it, but we the ones who late. Now family, we the ones who gotta delegate. Get that money in the power, never be fake. Stick to cosign for three, what did he say? Create jobs, support our own. Educate the same and buy back your home. Got 3 degrees, triple 10. 3 PhDs, now we on the CNN. DBTV, let's talk about negligence. Ignorance is bliss, but we can turn it to intelligence. Please, none of what you hear, half of what you see. Let's break it down here on Dr. Boyce TV. Here we are.